Okay, we're going to study a little bit about the halachot of tefillah b'tzibur. We'll look at a few different pieces in the coming weeks. So we're just going to start with the opening concept, which reads as follows. Sarich lihi palal b'chol yom, v'yom b'minyan asara. Minyan with 10 men above bar mitzvah age, ela'im kein hu anus, unless you really, really can't make a minyan. But there is some kind of rabbinic Torah idea, maybe Sha'azi palal b'shah shetzibur min palim. If you cannot make it to a minyan, you should pray at the same time that a minyan is praying. There are opinions who say, like I mentioned, that it's a really serious level type of obligation. So Rav Avadya says that to such an extent, there's an obligation that you even have to travel dalad milin, which is whatever, like a mile basically, distance from where you live, to find a minyan. So if you are somewhere like a hotel or away somewhere and there is a minyan within range and you can make it to that minyan, you have an obligation to go make it to that minyan. Some say it's rabbinic, but it's very much an obligation that we should all try to be part of. If you don't have an extenuating circumstance, it could be an illness or in a hospital, God forbid, or traveling or something like this, should be mishtadel to make that minyan. Mikan tochacha megula lebalei chanuyot, people who have businesses and, you know, other people who live far from the shul, mizalzim mitzvilah mincha v'aravi. We'll come back to this in a different discussion, but I want to just open up one or two questions. Just think about why this should be. Why is it that we have such a concept that we have to pray in a group? Why is it that we have to, you know, not where does it come from, but what's the idea behind it? I'll mention in a minute where it comes from. But why is it that davening in a group, praying in a group, is something that is so important, so critical to our kind of religious experience? Share your thoughts. Go ahead. Okay, so there's a concept that there's a shechina, there's a presence of Hashem when there's a group. But why? Why is that? Yeah.
Sodom.
Then
the lowest you could go is 10 people.
Right.
10 people can see.
Right, right. So, okay, so you're getting into the question of 10. I want to even go more basic than that. You're right. We'll see where the number 10 comes from in a second. But why a group? What is it about being part of a minyan, being part of a group, whether it's 5 people, whether it's 10 people, whether it's 100 people? Okay, so one idea is it could create a greater sense of kavanah, perhaps. Okay, go ahead.
Your prayers go like in a group, more like to Hashem.
Okay, so maybe there's a power in numbers. The tefillah is more powerful when it's coming from a group of people. Yeah.
Why are we doing the mezuzah in 10?
Why are we?
Why are we not doing the mezuzah in 10?
If you can get a mezuzah of 10 people who ate, then you should.
But then why isn't it just 10? Like why do we do minyan in 10?
Okay, so there's two different psukim. Okay, there's one pasuk is v'nikdashti betoch b'nei Yisrael. I will be sanctified among B'nai Yisrael, which is plural, which is a group. That's the source in the Torah that you should have tefillah b'tzibur. Anytime you say Baruch Hu or Kaddish, you can't say that with less than a minyan. Where does the number 10 come from? Anybody know? Number 10, the source of the number 10 is? The Meraglim, very good. The Meraglim is a source for 10, which is a very fascinating idea. We'll close with this. The Meraglim is very negative. There were 12, right, who were sent. Two of them did not follow the rest of the group, Yehoshua and Kalev, and the other 10 came back with the Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. And you look at that and you say, the Gemara mentions it in a few places, this is the source for 10. So again, the source for prayer in a group is V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, which is also connected to the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, right? If a person has to give up their life in the name of the religion in a public forum, the public forum is a minyan, a group. Where do we get the number 10 from? The number 10 comes from Miraglim. So I'll just close with this question. Why should it be so that the whole source for Minyan is something from something very negative? The Miraglim was a very negative story. So why does the number 10 come from, source for 10 in Minyan, come from that? Anybody have any thoughts on that?
Because if 10 people can cause something bad, then
beautiful, right? The power And we'll call like a continuum of Kedusha. Right? If 10 people can bring something down to such a level that the Jewish people were punished to such an extent, as we know, then maybe Kal v'chomer or Acha Kama v'kama, what 10 could accomplish in the positive. Anybody want to add? Okay. Ad kan, we'll continue with some more halachot on this next week.